Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Let's go back to the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team. Coach Brian O'Connor joins us after his team's series loss to the Auburn Tigers this weekend. And Coach, we'll just start here. When you have a frustrating weekend like that, you know, you get the win on Thursday and you feel like you've managed your pitching staff to the point where you put yourself in a good position and it just doesn't go your way. As a coach, when you go into that locker room, what's the first thing you feel like you need to do?
First thing I need to do with the players?
Yeah.
You know, I just talk to them about, you know, where we can be better. It's, you know, obviously the game is over and you can't do anything about that, but you know, where can we be better and where was the opportunities, the missed opportunities for us to be successful? And then also talk about charting our path forward. So, you know, we all know how every coach in this league talks about how challenging this league is, right? And that you face that every weekend. And so, you know, what you want your team to do is learn from the opportunities that they have had and then be ready and be more prepared to be successful the next opportunity out there.
When you look at the game three, the past two weekends, you've been able to, you know, Texas game, you get the grand slam, you're up 5-0, but you're unable to chase their starter and he's able to settle in. This past Saturday, kind of a similar thing. You didn't get any runs, but you had, you know, you stranded five runners in the first inning. And their starter, who threw 50 pitches in his first two innings, is able to settle in. He's still in there in the sixth. What does this team need to do to be able to capitalize on some early chances? Do you feel like they're just not aggressive enough at some times? Or is it something else that they're just not getting these starting pitchers out when they've got them on the ropes a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's times where we have, certainly on Thursday night, you know, we got their starter out in a couple of innings. So there's been opportunities that we have done that. And, you know, but that obviously speaks to the quality of pitching that you play. But it comes down to, you know, when you do have opportunities, being more opportunistic. You know, I think in the second inning of that game, we're down 2-0. And, you know, we had bases loaded and, you know, had the right guy up, an Ace Reese, and he's come through many times and he just didn't come through that time. So it's a matter of when we have those opportunities early in the game, understanding like what first puts us in a position to be successful, right? What are they going to do to us? And then going up there and doing the job, right? You know, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, it's not for a lack of want to. It's, you know, sometimes candidly, it depends. Sometimes it can be too aggressive, right? You know, so there's times where it's like, okay, we got to hunt some pitches and we got to know what we're going to get and we got to go get it. And then sometimes it's, you know, a couple opportunities that Jacob Parker had in game two and game three. It's actually sometimes not swinging at strikes. You know, it's over aggressive. It's trying to do too much. And so I would rather err on the side of going for it and being over aggressive than not aggressive enough.
You mentioned Parker there, and, you know, this time of year with a player who's a freshman, people like me, we're going to talk about a freshman wall or something like that. This is the latest he's ever played, most games he's ever played. How do you feel about Jacob Parker right now? Do you feel like he's still where you want him to be, or is a freshman wall a real thing that you would be concerned about?
I mean, I think it's easy for people to point to that with a freshman. You know, I think I think Ryder Woodson has went through a little bit of that, you know, over the last 4 or 5 weeks. You know, here he was playing shortstop every day. Really, it's kind of like his freshman year because he hardly played it. at NC State last year, and I felt like he's went through that a little bit for sure. And then, you know, I don't think, you know, Jacob Parker's last at bat, down a run on Friday night. I mean, he squared that ball up and hit it good. So I'm not concerned about that with Jacob at all. Again, I think some of it comes back to the quality of pitching you're facing and coming through when you have big opportunities. And every time I've seen Jacob Parker maybe scuffle a little bit this year, he's always got right back in there and really delivered for this team. And the kids, you know, as a freshman, he's having a remarkable year that very few freshmen have out there. So my confidence in him, his belief in himself has not wavered at all.
So regardless of what happens this weekend at Texas A&M, your team's going to finish with more road wins than home wins in SEC play. That's a weird statistic. Is it just an outlier, or is there something about playing at home that has your team has struggled with?
I don't think it's anything playing at home that we've struggled with. I mean, you could look at that in our record against SEC opponents, but obviously outside of the SEC, we have, you know, we've won them all. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to look at that and say, okay, you're 7-8 in the 15 home games or whatever we are in SEC play. I don't think that there's anything to the fact that you're playing at home. I think this game of in this league has a lot to do with momentum. And, you know, when you don't play a good game or don't play two in a row, that you adjust and you get right back out there and play good baseball. So I think it's just happens to be circumstance rather than anything to do with us playing at home or playing on the road. Fortunately, we have played very well on the road, and that's not an easy thing to do. But that shows, I think, the competitive spirit of this team and that they're not going to back down no matter what the situation is.
So if I did if I looked at my stats right, Coach, I try to do my homework when I ask these kind of questions. But I found four appearances for Ben Davis where he gave you two clean innings of relief, but in that third inning, he ran into trouble. And it happened again, obviously, on Friday night. Now, after he gave up the home run, he shut him down, you know, three quick outs. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this issue exists for Davis where he's so good for two innings, but something happens to him in that third inning of relief where he just sometimes makes a mistake?
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything that you can point to because of, you know, of that there's going on and, you know, that it leads to that at all. You know, I mean, you look at the end of his second inning, and when we're evaluating pitchers, we're looking at, you know, what is their velocity? What is their execution on the pitches? And do they have enough in the tank to go back out there? Right. And so Coach Parker and I are talking about those things all the time after each inning, during an inning. And you look at what he did in the eighth inning, you know, the stuff was really, really good. And the young man, you know, made one pitch to a really good hitter and the guy put a great swing on it. And so, and it's easy to say that maybe you should go with somebody else, but who's to say that next guy is going to be a better option, right? So we've got a lot of belief in Ben Davis and still have belief in Ben Davis. And so, you know, sure, there's times in that third inning he gives up runs, and we know that, we're aware of that, but our eyes make the decision based on what the stuff looks like if somebody goes out there and continues on.
If we wanted to find a positive from this weekend, I thought Ace Reese had a really good weekend. He had, I think, eight hits in the three games, had back-to-back three-plus hit games Friday, Saturday. That's a guy you need to have him if you want to make that deep run in the postseason. Do you feel like he's starting to pick it up a little bit?
You know, I think he had a great weekend. I thought he had a really good weekend against LSU, too. And so, you know, I think Ace Reese is doing some really great things. And obviously, to be successful, your marquee players need to produce. And they're not going to come through all the time. But I love where he's at. I think he's playing you know, very good defense. He's making some nice plays, especially to his glove side, and certainly swung the bat very, very well for this weekend. So that's exciting that, you know, obviously if you're going to be successful down the stretch run, a guy like Ace Reese needs to deliver for this team.
So, you know, this time of year, the three most important letters are RPI. That's all we really talk about. So I had a scheduling question for you. You have, your team has 24 wins that are quad three, quad four. Only USC has more of the teams that are ranked ahead of you currently in the RPI. So I don't know how much of the schedule you did versus how much was already done when you were hired. But looking ahead to next year, you had three weekend series this year with a sub 150 RPIs in the non-conference. You played three midweek games against teams that are sub 270. Do you think that that's something that you might want to change next year? Is that something where you look at RPI and think, we can find some 100 to 125, some 75 to 100 teams to come to Duty Noble Field and play baseball against us? Is that something you think – is that something you consider for the future?
Oh, absolutely. You're always considering those scheduling things. And, you know, college baseball schedules, Brian, are typically done 2 and 3 years out, especially the weekends prior to non-conference or prior to conference. So, you know, when I got here, I got the schedule and the commitments of, you know, this year's schedule was already done. You know, the non-conference schedule, non-midweeks, was done. A lot of times these are done 3 and 4 years ahead of time in order to secure a team. So there's, you know, a lot of times there's not flexibility with it until years down the road. But, you know, and in the midweek, you're limited to, you know, who's within driving distance, right? Nobody's going to fly here for one midweek game. So, you know, and listen, to have the whatever our RPI is right now, probably in the low teens, to it, to have that kind of RPI is really good. Had we taken care of a couple of more conference games, you know, our RPI would be inside eight, you know. So we're always looking at scheduling and trying to, you know, put yourself in the best position to drive RPI. That's why we play Southern Miss on the road, you know, every year. And that's something that I will continue because, you know, playing when you can, playing midweek games on the road helps your RPI, right? And so really all that you have control over because of distance a lot of times is what are you doing in the weeks prior to conference play?
We'll wrap it up, Coach. I thought that we were going to be done with Ryan McPherson updates. When he got the start on Saturday, I was like, don't have to ask about Ryan McPherson anymore other than, you know, what's the I guess, the schedule for him. But I guess not. So what's the status on Ryan McPherson after his looked like an ankle injury out there on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I talked with him yesterday, and he was a little bit sore, but, you know, we're having practice today, so we'll see as the day goes on. I think that he'll be fine and ready to go this weekend, but we'll obviously talk to him today and find out where he's at and get an update when we get out there for practice.
If he is good to go on Saturday or whenever you want to start him, you know, is that pitch count still in effect? Does it go up a little bit this week, hopefully?
Yeah, the plan is, you know, that you know when you start somebody like this and bring him back from an extended rehab, that you hope that you can continue to stack on pitches and stack on innings, and you know, you can't take a guy from 35 pitches and immediately jump him to 70 pitches. And so it's a process that you need to build on. And so we'll listen to, you know, how he feels and obviously do the best thing for the young man and also the best thing for our team.
Mississippi State traveling to Texas A&M to wrap up the regular season. Thursday, Friday, Saturday series for Coach O'Connor's Diamond Dogs. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Back in just a minute here on Sports Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.